In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. When Jesus saw their faith, He said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins, son, sins be forgiven thee. When Jesus saw their faith, would the Lord say such a thing to us? Would He see our faith? This is a mandate to us. This is not just a story of someone being healed from paralysis. And it's not just a story about how Jesus heals our paralysis, how our sins, because of course the paralysis is a metaphor for sin, because sin does paralyze the soul. It is also orders to us about how we are to live. The Lord expects us to show faith for others. The strong needs to be strong for the weak and support the weak. We have to remember this. We live in a society that is large on being victimized. We like to be victims. Well, a victim is someone, if they allow themselves to be helpless. We're not helpless. We are Christians. And we are called to live as Christians. And part of living as Christians is having faith for others that don't have faith or that are weak in some way. All of us are called to this. Not just the priest, not just the deacon, not just the bishop, not just the few people that are extremely active in the church. All Christians are called. There were four men who took that pallet and worked extremely hard to be able to get that paralyzed man in the presence of Jesus. They had to work hard. They had to hoist the pallet up onto the roof. They had to break the roof tiles. They had to lower it down. It took planning. It took effort. It took faith. Because the primary right thing that they did was bring the man before Christ. This is what we must do. Do you bring your family, your loved ones, your enemies before Christ? This is what we are called to do. This is what this story is showing, and showing how effective it is when a person believes. Now, they had a lot of obstacles. I didn't even mention the press. That mass of people that made it hard to get anywhere. They couldn't get through the door. They probably had trouble getting onto the roof because there were so many people around. And yet they persevered. We're called to do this too. This idea that we are called to have faith for others is the exact reason why we have a weekday liturgy always. Because we are called as a community to pray for ourselves and for each other and for the world at large. And one of the greatest expressions of our faith is prayer. Not just occasional prayer, but consistent prayer for others. I've emphasized to you many times that you should have a list of the people in the parish and pray for them every day. And that you should have a list of your loved ones and pray for them. Now, I've also told you to be sensible. If that list is 300 names, it's unlikely you'll do it very often because it would be too big an effort. And we're weak. It should be a small list, but it should be a list that is well read. We are called to pray for others and to bring them before Christ. That's what the priest does. But as I have told you many times, the priest prays for the people and with the people, but not instead of the people. We all must lift each other up with our faith. This is what makes a vibrant and living community. When we pray for one another, both in the church and at home. And when we support one another, both in the church and at home. Amazingly powerful thing that happened in this story. A paralyzed man who could not help himself was healed. And he was healed of his real sickness, which was his sins. Well, we have many sins. So we need healing. But even though we have many sins and need healing, that does not mean that we are not held to this standard of being one of the ones that's holding the pallet. Because we are Christians. The Holy Spirit abides in us. We are called to this, shall I say, activist role. The world can't just go by and we just be part of it. We have to intervene in its affairs with our faith. All of us know people that need some kind of help. Let us show our faith. Let us bring that person before Christ. First and foremost by prayer. Well, actually, before even that. First and foremost by caring for them. By noticing them. By realizing that other people have troubles in their life. Not just us. A principle that I've tried to follow in my life. Whenever I followed it well, things have gone well. When I followed it poorly, things have gone poorly. And that is that we must always reach out of ourselves to others. Because if we are to truly be sons of God, then we're going to act like our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the other gospel mentioned that the Lord said, I am the door. Well, that door is how we enter into communion with God. Because no one has seen the Father except the Son. The Son reveals Him to us, right? But that door swings, shall we say, both ways. If we go into fellowship with God, we have to go out. Because it says He shall go in and out and find pasture. We have to be able to go out and spread the love of God to others. It is a requirement. It is a natural result of being a Christian. And if we live with concern for others more than for ourselves, that's when life goes well. And that is the principle I've tried to follow and that all of us should follow. Pray for others before you pray for yourself. Be concerned for others before you're concerned for yourself. Bring others before the Lord. And you will get better. But they'll get better too. Now when the Lord saw those men and saw their faith, He had seen how much effort they had put into bringing this man before Him. So if the Lord is to see our faith, then He must see our effort. Our constant prayer. Consistent prayer would be a better word. Which one of us can pray constantly? We're called to pray constantly. But consistent prayer. Daily prayer for others. Daily reaching out to others in love, bringing them before Christ. Because every single one of us also belongs on that pallet. Because every single one of us also has things that paralyze our soul. But every single one of us, to the extent that we have strength, and each one is different, but none of us is completely lacking in strength. Every single one of us must bring others before Christ. We're in the midst of Great Lent. This is a preparation period. So that we can understand the resurrection. That is the entire reason for this period of preparation. So that we can assimilate the grace of the resurrection. So that we can truly have it change us. And if we are to be resurrected Christians, then we should have the same feelings as our Lord. And all He cared about was what, was others. So should we. The less self-centered you are in your life, the more happy you will be. It's very easy to say, well, I've got this to do and that to do, I'm tired, etc., etc., and you don't pray for others. Maybe you don't say your prayers at all. If you can break that barrier, that laziness, that torpor, then you will truly find grace with God. And His grace is sufficient for everyone. So not only will those that you pray for be helped, but also yourself. I'm convinced that the more our parish prays for one another, the more we will grow and be a light shining on the candlestand. Right now, we're still a pretty well-kept secret. And that's a shame. And that's our fault. The more we pray for others, the more we think about others, the more we pray at the church services, coming to them, praying, expecting God's grace to descend upon us, God's grace will then. This story perhaps is most often spoken of, and I've looked at what I've said about it before. Every time it's about the fact that Jesus Christ heals our sins, and those sins are what paralyzes us. And that after we have our sins forgiven, we must get up and walk. We must work. But this is just as important. What paralyzes us with our sins is our self-interest. Because if you look carefully at your life, most everything we do has some element of self-interest in it, of vanity, of pride, of concern for ourselves. It's very difficult to eradicate that. So one of the best ways to eradicate it is to, at every opportunity you can, think of others. And especially, if you cannot pray with very much consistency for yourself, if you don't say your evening prayers very often, if you forget to say the prayer of Saint Ephrem, if you don't always fast, well, those are harming you. But don't dare harm other people. Pray for other people. If that's all you do that day, then at least you will have shown faith for others. And God will bless that faith. So when you read this scripture, the question you should ask yourself is when the Lord said, when it says the Lord saw their faith, would the Lord say the same thing to you? Let us show the Lord our faith. Let us pray for one another. Let us pray for our loved ones. Let us pray for our church to grow. Let us support our church with prayer, both at home and in the temple. And the Lord will see our faith, and He will forgive our sins and the paralysis that is in our soul. Amen.